You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment hogs out there in radio land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time, it's 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio. Syndicated also on iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts or radio broadcasts. You can also find us on YouTube, Vimeo, Twitch, TikTok, and Instagram television, and who fucking knows where else. I think I have us on about 30 platforms, so we're good to go. And of course, we are your hosts, Jenny and the Muse. Maybe you want to turn the camera. Look, it's the Muse.
Hello.
And of course, Jennifer DeVoe Muse, James Muse, aka Jenny and the Muse. And of course, we have our wonderful co-host, all the way from Pennsylvania.
Yay!
Author, screenwriter, China Meyer.
All right. Hi, China.
Hi, Muse. Hi, everybody. Welcome.
We're going to keep praying for him. Derek Webb in New Hampshire had a little bit of health issues lately, breathing and his heart. So please pray for him. And just well wishes to him to get better soon so he can come back and do the show with us again. But Judge, actor, producer, and fitness trainer, Derek Webb. And then, of course, we also have Silent Giggles.
Yes.
Who's actually on her way here right now. So you will get a sighting of the infamous, never before seen, I'm saying that she has been, but I'm saying. Silent Giggles, it's Sheena Saunders, is actually awesome. Going to be here a little bit for the broadcast. So that's exciting because you never see. It's like the Yeti.
You never see her.
The Loch Ness Monster.
No, it's Bigfoot. Bigfoot.
Exactly, Bigfoot. Never know. I mean, she's like that. It's like she's like famous and infamous and I don't know, whatever else. But, you know, once in a while she pops the fuck up. So, and of course, all of our fans, friends, and family around the world, thank you so much for 5 fucking years.
Yes.
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block has been on the air officially for 5 years. Count.
Want you to go five? Five!
Exactly. Look at those three single quads. I know the order of the.
Yeah.
White person can't stand. We're in the studio today with the Stellar Bandits.
Hey.
All right. Yes.
And we saw them play recently. That was a great show. Really nice. Rainbow Bar and Grill. And of course, you know how much we love the Rainbow.
Yeah.
We will be booking bands at the Rainbow on Friday nights for Metal Mayhem Fridays through our buddy Nick Fuoco.
Bye.
What's up, motherfucker? I love that man. They just performed also at the Rainbow Bar and Grill the other night with his tribute band, Nightmare. So go check him out. He gets, you know, ripped around by women, hot women, of course. Scantily clad hot women. Who doesn't love that? I mean, I wish I could have seen more of the chicks the other night, but, you know. I'm sorry, being myself again. So there were some great bands that played that night, though. Heavenly Trip to Hell. Fuck yeah. We love HTTH. I love them so much. I'm going to get a tattoo on my fuck, I don't know, somewhere. I don't know where. No, nowhere yet. I'll disclose that later. If it's an invisible area where I'll allow you to see it, then, you know. But I might get it on my neck. I'm just kidding. I don't have neck tattoos. I'm not in a gang or something.
Yeah.
I represent Irish Mafia. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Being an ass. As I'm an OG thug and I'm Irish, so.
West Coast, right?
But I'm also Native American and French. It's very confusing. And British, I don't know. It's very confusing. I don't know which culture to fucking follow. But one of my cultures in the entire universe is the Hispanic culture.
Yeah!
Yeah, yeah. Hispanic sister and brother from around the world. Shout out to the other Dave Navarro. Xander Danes. I'm glad to go back to being in Florida. Jesus Christ. I love you, dude. Hope you're watching. Hey, tag me on all this shit. I'm tagging my mind.
Jennifer, have them introduce themselves.
Yes. All right. So let's go start here and go down the line. And we're going to introduce ourselves and say what you do in the band.
Next up, everyone. I'm Andrew Hernandez. I play the bass. Vince Canyon. I'm the singer.
No. We got to start that over. I couldn't hear him.
So the band is still missing David. This one is way stuck in traffic.
Just remember, you speak up because the, you know.
Speak up.
Yeah.
Speak up.
Yeah. So okay. So how long has the Stellar Bandits been in band? How long have you guys been around?
Like last year in May.
Speak up.
Last year in May.
Yeah. Last year in May.
Yeah. This year in May. I'm so sorry.
No, it was last year, of course. So yeah, we started May 2021.
Cinco de Mayo, 2021.
And it was actually like a special day. We met Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses.
Oh, hell yeah.
Shout out to Duff McKagan, by the way. Like randomly, you know, like walking around, you know, just being here. And then we talked to him, you know, he was doing some fresh, like a push, you know, like to just continue with the band, you know, like raise something together. Right. So we just came back to the studio, you know, like boom, like we did like a few songs such as like Haze, Candles, Cheaper Pills, you know, first songs actually. You know, and then we got David and then we got our boy Andrew, that is a pretty cool bass player, the best.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Who's the loco one?
Yeah.
Well, you know, because when you're in Hollywood or in LA, you know what I mean? You run into a lot of the same people.
Right.
I run in a lot of different circles, but at the same time, you know, a lot of people know each other from other circles, and it's really weird. Like, oh, you know that person?
Right.
Oh, you know that person too? And I'm like, how many worlds are you in? I'm like in like 20 worlds.
Yeah.
Jennifer, ask him who's the loco one.
Scott.
What'd you say, Jenna?
I said, ask him who is the loco one.
Who's the loco
one? Oh, okay. Who's the crazy one? Oh, she likes to ask this. Okay, so who's the crazy one?
Damn, I think we're all locals in a different way. And we find ourselves in so many places, and it's just like, wow, we're out there like,
cool.
Cool.
Jennifer, you said they're playing a song tonight. What's the name of their song?
Yeah, they're gonna play in what, two songs you said?
We're gonna do two songs.
So what are the names of the songs that you're gonna do tonight?
We're gonna do Chip of Hill, and then we're gonna do Blood, Sweat and Tears.
Nice.
Which is the album, the name of album,
Name of the album is Blood, Sweat and Tears.
Blood, Sweat and Tears.
Nice. Is it the actual album or an EP?
Well, we're working on that, you know, to create the whole album experience.
Okay, so seven or more songs. Okay,
gotcha. Yeah, we have 11 songs.
Oh, very nice.
Cool.
Nice.
Who's... Check this out.
Try to ask another question. What is it?
Who's the lead singer?
I'm the lead singer.
You're
the lead singer. Okay.
He's a powerhouse on stage too, China. This guy, like, holy shit. Michael Felder, my buddy from Freak, that I manage their band Freak Show from San Diego, he made a comment on the video stream when I was videoing you guys at the Rainbow, and he was like, that guy's a really good lead singer. Like, I think he was looking at you, like, to sing for his band kind of thing.
I
think they need a lead singer, but maybe, I don't know.
I can't wait to hear.
Lead singer. This is the bassist.
Okay.
And German does guitar. And then the drummer is on his way.
And a drummer problems, he's always late, man.
Is he on Black Time? Black Time's always late. Right, Muse?
Hey, Silent Giggles is late too. It's okay. It's okay. It's long but.
There's traffic.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to say, like, emotes. Like, you feel, like, the emotion, like, that comes through him. Like, you can tell he's feeling the music through him. You know, like, there's drummers that are just, you know, they're technical, and that's wonderful, but they, you don't see the passion coming from them.
That's
you know what I mean? There's lots of people that are drummers. You know, but some of the greatest ones, John Bonham, Neil Peart from the fucking Rush, you know, Scott Rockerfield from fucking Queensryche. There's certain drummers that, you know what I mean, Keith Moon, there's, like, certain ones that are just really, like, stand out in your mind. You will never forget them. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? You know, and for a drummer to be that large of a personality is rare.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tons of people play the drums. Yeah. You know, I know lots of people fucking play the drums, but do they always? I know jazz drummers. So I know rock or metal. Or new metal or certain types. You know, you have the ones with the holes in it. Everybody's different, right? Your type of music is more punk rock, right? You like post punk.
Yeah, like punk rock. You know.
And you said blues punk.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's an interesting style.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's like a sub-genre. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
you don't see that much.
Yeah. We're trying to just build something new, you know, to Hollywood and like around the world.
Which is good.
It's good, you know? Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah. Different is always good.
We have like, you know, new music, new styles, new generations. And I feel like we are in that generation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With their music. Yeah.
Experiment. How it is in life, like the life and life in the city, bro. It's like it's rough out
It's here. Brutal.
Yeah, everyone's trying to want like get to
LA is brutal.
Yeah. It's a rough thing. So at the end of the day, we're just like, this is our experience and thriving from this.
Right.
Like, trying to grow and also like have a good outlet instead of doing other things, you know. So it keeps us like it's positive productivity. And like that's what it's like, you know, we all have like past and stuff and shit happens, so it's like feels good, man. Like I love my band.
You guys seem like you have a connection. How did you meet?
So I've known this guy since I was 14 years old.
Wow.
Damn.
Okay. I feel it. I can see it.
You look like Jim Morrison. Seriously, even with those.
You're already a rock star. Look at him.
Look at your dress. The sunglasses, the hair. You emote and really look like Jim Morrison. You have that style on stage when you sing. You know what I mean? You're a powerhouse and you own the stage. It's not every singer does.
Right.
But a real front man who puts on an amazing show, connects with the crowd, gets the crowd going, and really involved. That is a showman.
That is your career.
Yeah, and it's good when you guys have a connection too, you know?
Like, I am who I am off stage and on stage.
Like, yeah.
This is my life.
That's good.
And like, when I go up like, the Roz, is how I'm like, I vibe off these guys. So, like, these guys are my way that I'm fucking writing. And that's how my lyrics, my melodies come through. So.
You meld very well together.
Yeah, you can feel it.
You see what I'm saying?
It helps because y'all get along. It helps as a group. Y'all spend a lot of time together. If you got animosity with each other, you know, it shows in your music also.
It will. Yeah. It will, definitely. Right.
Because it takes all of you to make the music. Yeah, write the music, play the music, perform, rehearse. It takes all of you.
Right.
So for any one person to say that the rest of the band ain't shit,
didn't go solo.
I think Guns N' Roses had like a riff like that.
Tiffany and the Young.
So much better.
Jennifer, think Guns N' Roses had a riff like that. You could tell, and you can tell when they were on stage. It was like they didn't get along. You can tell.
They did have a different singer at one point because, you know, shit happens. And then, of course, you have, like, Queensryche. Queensryche kept the name, and they went on and got another lead singer, Jeff, who was on and started his own thing called Operation Mindcrime, which is one of the albums they did in the 80s, which is how you want to say it? It's like The Who with Tommy. It's a rock opera.
Right.
From beginning to end, it tells a story.
This is a good album. Y'all need to check it out.
I'm pretty sure Mind Flayer is one of the most
appealing. Yeah, by Queensryche. It's good.
If you never listened to it, you need to listen to it. From beginning to end, it tells a story about a young man, Nicky, who becomes involved in an underground thing. He's taken over the government. Undermine things, you know what I mean? And it's like an underground society. They all work together. And it's like, but then there's also corruption. And these bad guys take advantage. It's like a whole story. It's just, it's a beautiful story. Right. And he gets involved with a nun. And there's like this, all this stuff. But she used to be a prostitute. And it's like a whole thing. So like, that's what I'm saying is like when you have a split like that, okay, well now we have a difference of opinion, and now you got to go and start your own thing. There's been a lot of bands that have done that, unfortunately. Every band is like AC/DC. You know, the reason the lead singer changed because he died. Bon Scott died. So now they had to get a new singer. So here comes Brian Johnson. Right. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes that happens. Van Halen, perfect example. David Lee Roth versus Sammy Hagar. You see what I'm saying? They're different styles.
But the point is, you see that when they're on stage, you see that there's a disconnect, you know?
Yeah, you see, exactly.
Like you guys are connected.
You're right. It translates. It does. Mm-hmm. But you guys mesh very well together. And on stage, you're very cohesive. That's not, you know, I mean, hey, this is coming from a band, work tour fucking bad in Europe.
But I still go through struggles like anyone else, but it's like this kind of keeps me more. It's like, no, like you have good things and like
that's better. Things,
you know what I'm saying? And like it keeps me level headed and like this is like my foundation. So
yeah, don't let Satan whisper in your ear.
No, because he does that.
Those nagging things, what they're gonna come and they're gonna try to get you, you know, negative thoughts. They're gonna try to get you to like, doubt yourself and not keep going. You see what I'm saying? Don't listen to that. Don't listen to that. Keep doing what you're doing, and in the end, it's gonna be amazing.
Yeah.
And then we'll bring you back on the radio show and play your music. And the big thing is get you guys some good videos made, get you booked on some more shows, and of course, if you live in the Los Angeles area. Come on out, and Warrior Dave from Whiskey and Bell Go, if you know Warrior Dave, amazing dude.
Right.
He's going to be running the show for me on Thursday, April 28th, at the Universal Bar and Grill. And these guys are going to play from 9:30 to 10 p.m. Okay. So, we'll move the slot, and we're going to jam out and have a good time, and we're going to run the production, and I believe I'm going to have Lillian Mortis, as you know, her actress. And freak show performer, burlesque dancer, and she does lots of stuff. The woman's worked a lot. She'll be running the door, so she's got a pretty girl at the door and an amazing host like Warrior Dave. How can I show
who's a who's a true rock fan?
Who's a true rock fan? Well, right. Did you know that was his name on Buck Gillis's handle on Instagram?
True Rock Fan?
True Rock Fan 12.
Oh, yeah?
At True Rock Fan 12 was his thing. Now it's at Brave Warriors Experience. Okay? So, but that used to be his thing for years. That's hilarious.
Oh, wow.
On Instagram, that was his handle, True Rock Fan 12.
Wow.
Dude, how much of a friend of mine that I know has got me an Instagram handle, huh?
Yeah.
I love that motherfucker. Warrior Dave is bullshit. We're going to see him tomorrow night at the Whiskey a Go-Go.
Right.
Come on out tomorrow night and rock the house down with us. It's going to be our last show in L.A. So come on out. Green Jello. You know, green Jell-O.
Little pig, wet man.
If you ever see the music video on MTV when you were younger in the 90s, come on out, support.
Green Jell-O sucks.
Remember that. Always Green Jell-O sucks. But they love us saying that. They're a punk rock band. And Bill Manspeaker, the head singer, the lead singer, he's fucking nuts. We're gonna wear the stinky puppet heads. I know they're gonna smell. Unicorn is still available. That bitch is hot. I'm gonna get her back one last time and do a punk rock puppet show. I'm going to fucking get you the mosh pit, okay? Before you leave. We're going to do the circle mosh pit. We're going to do all of it. And my band, Red Rock Engine from New Brunswick, Canada, come on down. They're going to be playing. So we got my buddies. I manage them. I love these dudes, Red Rock Engine from Canada. They are part of the Canadian side of Green Jell-O. They perform with him. He has band members all around the world. Instead of bringing people with you, you just go to them.
And call them up and be like, yeah, I need you here Tuesday.
He has almost 900 band members around the world.
Yeah.
I say not. Yeah, it's easier. So he just has everybody rehearse his songs. Every time he goes out, rehearse, let's play, go. So in the music business. So you can take a page out of that man's fucking book. Bill Manspeaker is the shit. And, of course, our brother Nathan Young from Young Blood Productions is going to be playing the bass tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully the regular Jelliot will be there. We love Jelliot. Fuck yeah. And, of course, Tekateshin will be there. We always manage him. Lucas Humphrey, what's up? And a bunch of the people. Oh, Lillian Mortis and Mortis the Devil's Reject will also be performing tomorrow night. Cool. I don't know the times for all of these, but come on now.
Captain Ray be here?
I'm not sure if Ray Earls will be there or not.
Oh.
Some of the people have moved away, like John Jennings.
I know
Psycho John. I fucking love that motherfucker. He's in Ohio now.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I want to go see on the way, because he's on the way to my friend Mary's house. So, anyway, we're going to, on our little trip across Macy people.
Play at the Rainbow Sunglasses Day at 10:30 p.m.
At 10:30. Yeah, going out tomorrow night also. Well, we're rocking with the whiskey. Hopefully we can get over to Rainbow to see these guys play at 10:30. So Rainbow Bar and Grill, West Hollywood, California, Thursday, March 17th, for St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. Go see the Stellar Bandits play.
Bring some greens.
Oh, yeah. Smoke some greens. Wear some greens so you don't get pinched.
Right.
Bring some green yellow.
I'll pinch a motherfucker for not wearing green. And you know what my excuse always is? My eyes are green. I'm Irish and my eyes are green. I think I'll wear something green tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe my Fallen Fury t-shirt.
All right.
Band Fallen Fury. Their logo
is green.
Boom.
There you go.
I got some fucking green. So that plays more now.
Yeah, it's free, by the way.
Oh,
the
free show.
Always a free show.
At the Rainbow.
It's free. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. They're going to have the parking lot party soon.
Yeah, oh, they're open. They're going to be open since 3 p.m. They're going to have all you can eat.
Oh, nice.
I think it's $24.99.
Oh, damn. That's not bad.
Yeah, and then it's going to be all day, all night.
Oh, hell yeah. So, they're going to have a nice little thing at the.
Yeah,
if
you want to come, you know, like early, like eat, whatever.
They have great food.
Yeah, it might be like two, you know, hanging out.
They have really, really good food. And you could run into a celebrity.
Best pizza.
Oh yeah, they have really good pizza there. I agree. Hell yeah, they got good food in general.
Yeah,
and of course you can stand there and take your picture taken with the statue of Lemmy Kilminster.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah, I love that man. I sat in his chair. I sat in his chair and have a picture taken. I was like, what is this?
No,
I'm just saying.
Five. 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 Time.
Do you want? How long are your songs?
Just
so I know to make sure.
The two songs will be like at least 8 minutes, 9 minutes. Yeah.
Total.
Let's get started.
Not sure where to fit it in. You know. Okay. So we'll see. What else can we ask? What else you want to ask, Gina?
Well, I wanted to ask how they met. Now, the singer and the drummer known each other since they were 14.
They were 14. And how did you meet the bassist?
I met
David, our drummer, who punk scene pretty much like
speak up.
Grew up playing shows. Speak up. We both grew up playing shows in LA, and we've known each other for a long time. Me and the drummer.
Dave,
right?
Sometimes.
He's really good on stage. Like really good, really good bassist. Yeah.
Well, that's great. You guys, I can't wait to hear you.
Thank you. Yeah.
You can see their footage. I'll repost it in a little bit after the show. They performed at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. What was it, about a week ago? Roughly a week and a half, maybe. Yeah. So what I'll do is I'll reshare that so people can go and watch your performance again.
Awesome.
Good to see you live. And of course, tomorrow night, hopefully we can get over by 10:30. Depends on who's performing over there. If nobody good over there, we'll go to you. And then we'll go back. So, I'm going to have a wristband to go upstairs with the band. So I really don't give a fuck. And the Muse and Silent Giggles are going to be up there. Yeah, so we're going to have a good time tomorrow night. It's going to be a blast. A lot of good people, a lot of good bands. A lot of our friends are going to come out, like Star Daddy.
All right.
Justin Symbol from the God Bombs and AKA also Star Daddy, who I'm working on getting. I'm working on getting the God Bombs under our management. So I'm making it happen. But I do manage Star Daddy, a.k.a. Justin Symbol. I love that motherfucker. He's fucking crazy as shit. And I hope to get you guys on some more concerts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I know. And you're going. Yes. And please. That's an amazing shirt.
I love that.
Website so that they can go and buy these shirts?
The seller. Well, we're still like.
Just hit us up on Instagram.
Okay.
On the Stutter Bandits, and then we have all sizes.
And there, it's an amazing fucking logo. Who designed the logo, by the way?
So I was I was trying to get the idea, but it's one really of my good friends, he's the one that actually designed it. Yeah, so it's basically
And
then it's got a skull with a bandana.
With the third eye.
Right.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I thought at first, I kept looking at it, I thought it was a bull.
Yeah.
That's not a bull.
I love it. What is it?
Oh, it is an owl. I see the beak. Okay.
The skull. You know, like if you're in Texas and you see like the longhorns.
Right.
You just see the. You know, the skull and
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got some owls. Third eye, which is bad. What is the inspiration for having an owl? What made you choose that for all this?
Well, we're night creatures, so.
And they are. Right. They are, yeah.
Nocturnal.
Oh, okay. So, Germaine's spirit animal is an owl.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you're a wolf. Have you ever tried? You don't know. He's like, I don't fucking know. He's a mermaid. I'm just kidding. He's secretly a fucking mermaid. A merman. Sorry. Merman.
That's funny. Jennifer, time check. Yes. 8:30.
What?
Time check.
Okay. 8:30. It's
5:30?
Yeah. 8:30 for her. Yeah. All right. So how much longer till David's here?
I just texted him.
Like, where the fuck you at, man? Yeah. The broadcast is almost goddamn done. We gotta play two fucking songs.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see.
Yeah, swipe down. You can see if she's said she's here or not. She's at 5:22. I don't fucking know. Anyway, we're with the Cellar Bandits. You're watching Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. We're interviewing the Cellar Bandits. It is our last. For any of you who have not heard this yet, Jenny and the Muse are moving back east. The Muse is from Los Angeles originally, so this is a huge leap of faith for this motherfucker to go clear across country with this white bitch. Sorry, biracial. Excuse me, I'm biracial. Anyway, I'm not going to go there. Anyway, but we moved back to Maine, and so we're going to build our East Coast division.
so that we can bring bands on tour out there and get established with a lot of venues out there and get some more stuff going. Yeah. And then, of course, we're going to work with Nick Fuoco with his he's got a festival in New York every year. Maybe you guys can get on his festival or something.
Yeah.
You know, there's things that we can do to help facilitate more options for bands. We'll still have, you know, we're still going to build more branding with different venues out here. We're still going to get, you know, into more, you know, because I had four venues pre-pandemic.
Right.
Now I only have, well, I'm about to get my second one back. I'll be able to at least, I won't be hosting shows at the Rainbow.
Yeah, these are getting better.
Yeah, I won't be hosting shows at the Rainbow anymore, but I will be still booking bands to help him fill shows at the Rainbow. So, you know, that at least, you know, we can still do that for some people.
Okay.
And then, of course, we have, and that's a Friday night. So who the fuck doesn't want to play a show on a Friday night?
Yeah,
you got Friday nights, you got, you know, then, of course, we have shows. On, we have another show. Let's see. So we have Thursday, April 28th, which will feature the Stellar Bandits. It's April 28th at Universal Bar and Grill. They're gonna play at 9:30 to 10. Make sure you come out, support the music scene. You know, support the bands. It's only $10 at the door. That's not that expensive. $10. You know what I'm saying? No. Keep it reasonable so people can, you know, pay for gas to get there back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because gas is fucking ridiculous. fuck the war in Russia. Anyway, I didn't say that. Yeah, right.
Stop the war.
Stop the war. Fuck this shit. But we want to give bands more options, be able to travel and do stuff. And my goal eventually is to have tour buses.
Yeah.
I'd like 2 tour buses on the East Coast, 2 tour buses on the West Coast. So that way we can do different stuff.
That would be fresh.
Yeah. Because, you know, we need to be able to facilitate bands. And there'll be sleepers, of course. We always want sleepers.
Right.
But we also have our show on Saturday, July 2nd at the Universal Bar and Grill. And we're working on getting some more dates in the works right now, different venues, hopefully, some shows at the Rainbow, whatever. We're working on it. So be patient.
Yeah.
We will get you on, all of you on some shows.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, we're working on tours, festivals, and some other things. So hit me up, Jennifer DeVoe Muse, or you can hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, anywhere, pretty much, all social media. James Real Talk on the blog, Get Real Global Entertainment, LLC, any of those pages, you can hit us up and get in touch with us so that we can, you know, get you some exposure. And then, of course, we're going 5 nights a week by the end of May is my goal. We'll have China Myers and I will be doing a show on Mondays. From 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, which will be, that's Real Talk. So it's about deep subject matter. So if you're faint of heart, you can't handle real shit, then don't watch it.
Don't watch.
It's going to be about, no, we want you to watch it. It's going to be about really sensitive subject matters.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And guess what? Me and Jennifer might not agree. And it might get a little
ugly. We might not agree. Who knows?
Might get a little ugly.
Bottom line, you guys have to stay friends. Don't let them. No, of course not.
Definitely. Exactly. Right. Exactly. No, that's the whole great thing about it.
Yep.
We live in America. We're supposed to have, you know, not everybody's going to agree, but that's the wonderful thing about it. You know, friends don't have the same political
base,
or don't have the same stance on abortion, or don't have the same stance on whatever the subject matter
is. That's the great thing about living in America.
I'm not going to stop loving them or caring about them or hanging out with them.
Same here.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
And anyone who would let that go to their head too much is just, that's just stupid. Because we're all individuals and we all have our own, you know, mindset. We all have our own beliefs and our own visions or whatever. So I just, of course. You know, I'll always love you, China.
Always love you,
of course,
too.
We're going to come down and see you in Pennsylvania at some point soon.
I know. I was counting on that Saturday,
Well, we're not leaving until Friday. It is what it is. But I will come down and see you. But happy congratulations on your son's wedding.
Yeah, my nephew.
Oh, nephew, excuse me.
Yeah.
Your nephew. Yeah. Very handsome.
Isn't he? Oh,
very,
so
very handsome.
Too.
And a good-looking woman, too, he's got there. So he's good to go.
Yeah, they're gonna be okay.
Look at his ass here.
Yeah, so we said 5 minutes, so we're gonna just.
Well, that gets us to that. What time is it?
5:36.
Okay, we
I think
we'll have enough time.
Well, why don't you guys get set up?
Is we're going to time to play both songs, okay? So what we're going to do is tell everybody where they can find you, social media, website, whatever. I know you're going to do the stellarbandist.com and you're working on
it. It's
in the process to be launched and all that. Okay, good. And then so where else can people find you, like social media?
Right now, our strongest, I would say, is Instagram.
Okay.
Stellarbandist.com.
No, it's the Stellar Bandits.
At the Stellar Bandits.
Yeah.
You want to spell that in case someone in doesn't know, you know, spell it.
So it's THESTELLAR and then BANDITS.
Yeah,
the Stellar Bandits.
With an S, okay. Yeah,
on each one.
Okay. Yeah, so it's the _Stellar_Bandits.
Right.
That's the right name.
Yeah, so @the_stellar_bandits. Okay.
Right.
Is it like that on Facebook as well?
We haven't created a Facebook.
Okay. Well, you fucking need to.
Yeah.
Because all my fucking tag you on some shit. If you aren't on there, they'll tag you at the
I don't even have Facebook.
Why?
I got bored of it.
But it's great for like, in, you know, Facebook Live and other things like that.
Yeah, there's great.
There are some good aspects to it, but now that
as an intro, I was promised all of you guys, we're gonna make an account tonight. So check this out on Facebook as well. That's tomorrow.
Throw up the name, throw up a logo, put a basic band description, and launch the bitch. That's all you gotta do. It's really simple.
MySpace, you still gotta code your shit.
MySpace.
I made a MySpace.
MySpace is so fucking like obsolete. Like I don't know.
Still
I made one because I wanted to see with the platform.
Oh,
I wanted to see. I had one as a kid.
Oh right.
Oh jeez.
So, I had to transition from MySpace to Facebook. Oh, the lady doesn't say his age. So I'm 28.
Okay, that's a good age.
Yeah, so MySpace is a thing, but I had the transition from MySpace to Facebook, and I had Facebook for so long, and now I'm like, I don't know, I like Instagram, and then I kind of do, I'm always doing stuff, so like, I'm not always on my phone.
What I do is I use a streaming platform that branches out to a bunch of stuff, you see what I'm saying? So like, when I do stream, like, that's what's going to happen in the future for my show. Mm-hmm. It's going to be live streaming through that, so we do all our shows, and it's like Melon app. Melon, you go through Melon, and it puts you out to like up to 30 different platforms at the same time.
Oh, it's kind of like Linktree technically.
Right.
Like, well, yeah, but it's you, and then you do live, it streams out, you push what links you want it to go to, and it goes out to everything. Twitter, goes out to everything. The only thing it doesn't go to, I think, is Instagram.
There's
something different about Instagram. But there is a one called OneStream I'm looking into also, which does go to Instagram.
Okay.
So there's options. You know what I mean? They have, like, this is StreamYard, that my radio station, Alex Talk Radio, goes through StreamYard. And I did use StreamYard one time. They don't think they go into as many platforms for the amount of money. I got a deal on Melon app, $15 a month for like. So, you know, we can do stuff like that. And, like, we don't got to get down. So what I can do is upload that to a broadcast and share music videos. But on Fridays, we'll do just draw videos from, the whiskey.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up.
Oh shit.
That's better right now.
Oh. It's the concrete wall, Donna. The concrete. Yeah. Fucking concrete. and no egg crate foaming on the wall.
To keep the sound in.
This space is going to be insulated, goddamn it. Egg crating on all the walls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
But make sure you guys go see these guys tomorrow night at the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Yeah.
Perform at 10:30.
We're also gonna have to go to tour of Texas.
Yes. Let everybody know about that. Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to Texas May 6th and New Mexico May 7th. We're did something in Arizona as well.
Nice.
May 8th.
Okay.
So it's going to be like 3 days. Like,
nice.
New Mexico, Texas, and come back to Arizona.
Do you know the venues at all?
Yeah.
I do, but they're on my phone.
That's
all right.
Yeah. But still, we just want to be able to check them out.
Yeah, I thought was a drummer.
Oops. No,
okay. That's basically it. Then we're coming back on the 8th. So
you guys have shows out here besides the Rainbow? And Mom Show.
And yours, yeah. Well, for now,
on the 22nd, right?
No, it's the same one. Like they moved to the 28th.
No, but I think we're playing Santa Monica or something.
Oh, okay.
Or something.
Oh.
Anyway, we're back.
All right.
I'm going to take myself out of this for a moment. We can talk to you guys. Now, David's on his way, so they'll be performing. We're going to have time. The show ends at 5:50. I know, but what I'm going to do is put up your performance from the Rainbow the other night, and then also share the one that you have on your YouTube page.
Yeah,
and from the whiskey, and you know, I mean, and then hopefully we can get up there to see you guys tomorrow night.
Yeah.
To film also for your show at 10:30. So
just, you know, follow us on Instagram, just give us a follow, and then you're gonna, you know, find everything that you need to know about the band, the shows, merch, obviously. They're $25, so you know, we have a few. Hit us up on Instagram
for the shirts.
Yeah, for the shirts.
Okay, so $25 for the shirts.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any other merchandise that you're doing right now?
For now, we have stickers, but we run out.
Well, you pass them out at the shows. Yeah, it's to help branding, and it's to help exposure. See, is what you want to do is buy cheap stuff. See, when you do giveaways for any merchandise, you buy stuff that's not going to cost you much money,
right. But
that you can give away, and it has value.
Yeah.
Because now these people are like, oh, who are these guys? I got to go check them out. You know what I'm saying? They've got a sticker. They've got whatever you give them out. You know what I'm saying? And, or you give out free, you know, once in a while, if you've got tickets, we can do like a giveaway on our radio show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you offer up what, 2 tickets or something,
right.
You know what I mean? And they do a giveaway. These are things you should do. Or like, do you guys have a Patreon page or any of that kind of stuff? It's a fan base, like to get a fan base, and you do giveaways. So like if they donate so much money to your cause, they get a bumper sticker, or they get, you know, like if they donate like a lot of money, like we talking $500,000, they with the Rainbow, whatever. And you guys can chill and hang out and then you do little videos, promo yourself, whatever, you know, these are things that you want to do. It helps your brand. But what I'm going to do is, even if we can't do it right now, Jenny and the Muse are going to be sticking around. So don't worry about that. We're still going to be here. And we're just going to do live streaming of them performing once David gets here. So even if it's not on LA Talk Radio right this fucking second, we're still going to live stream them perform on Facebook and everywhere so everybody can see them play.
Awesome.
All is not lost. Dude, I don't care. What have we got to fucking do tonight? Nothing.
Right.
We just got to finish packing. We're going to do that tomorrow. So we got done the job yesterday, both of us. Yeah, he got done this morning. I got done last night.
I'm in the process of moving.
I took pictures of me and all my coworkers and shit.
They're gonna miss you, Jenny.
I lived with, you know what I mean? They're my homies.
I know they're gonna miss you.
China, you, any last thoughts, questions, anything? We got three
minutes. Guys,
keep that in mind.
I don't know how I'm gonna see you. I guess I have to Google you or whatever, or go on Instagram. But it was really, really nice talking with you guys.
And she said, really nice talking with you guys.
Yeah, I wish you all
the best. China's the woman. And once I get to Maine, I'll be able to call those directors, China. We will get this going. I've had so much fucking going on lately with all this craziness. I haven't been able to really concentrate. I need to concentrate on. When again, I'll be able to do all this stuff that I need to do.
Yeah.
But any last words? We got 2 minutes. And then, of course, then we'll do the live broadcast with you guys once David gets here.
Right.
But for now, you guys going to say anything to our listeners and people around the world?
Speak up.
Yes, if you want some merch, look at that. We got $25, the Stellar Bandits. Really nice quality shirts.
Yeah.
And hold that thought. We're going to do something. 1 second. And boom! She's fucking back. I had to change the camera setting on the fucking thing. But this is our last show. We're casting on. We're still going to be with LA Talk Radio. We're still going to do LA Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, all that stuff. We're going to do everything. Nothing's changing. We're still going to do concerts. Just getting to do some West Coast and East Coast stuff. And, of course, the radio show will continue. And then we're going to have 5 radio shows on or television every fucking week. Monday through Friday, we're going to have a different thing. Monday nights will be That's Real Talk with me and China Myers. And
can't wait.
I have somebody from Bermuda. I got a guy from Bermuda who's going to come on and do little segments for our stuff
cool.
You know, down there. And that's going to be great. And then, of course, we've got Tuesday nights will be Time to Get Real about the movie and television industry. And, of course, Wednesday nights will be Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Thursday nights will be That's Real Entertainment, where bands can perform live. Fuck yeah. Stellar Bandits could perform live, put up their tip lane. You know, they can get tips from all of you out there while they perform a 30-minute set online. Plus, we'll do a short little interview with them, you know, a little 15-minute interview, and then we'll have them play 30 minutes, and we're good, as long as David isn't late.
Right.
I love you, David. Anyway, we've had a great time. Thank you so much to everybody that we have worked with over the last, 10 years for me, but 5 years with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. It has been an honor. Sorry, I get teared up, but we will be back to LA soon. We're not gone forever. We're still going to do concerts out here. We're going to have other people host, like Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions or Warrior Dave from the Whiskey A Go-Go and some other people. And, of course, we're still going to have bands. We're still going to interview people around the world. We're still going to have a great time. We're just going to expand to hang more days and Sundays. So it's going to be great. Check us out. Check all our stuff out. Check out all our social media, Jenny's Real Talk of the Block. Check out LA Talk Radio and all their shows that they have on, not just ours, but all the other ones that they have on their network. So, peace out. Next time you see us, it's going to be on the road. We're leaving Friday to head out to Maine, and we're going to do our little videos along the way. Of course, we're going to do pictures and all that stuff. So be watching my Facebook page, my Twitter, my Instagram, everything. It's Jennifer DeVoe Muse on Instagram, Facebook, and Jen DeVoe Muse on Twitter. So check us out. We're going to be everywhere having a great time. Peace out. Till next time. Yep. We love you. Say goodbye to Stella Bennett. Woo! All right. Bye. Love you.
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.